Nolte, Journalists Bully Bloomingdale's into Banning Fake News T-Shirts. By John Nolte on February 12, 2019. An online gang of journalists showed how little respect they have for free speech and expression by bullying Bloomingdale's into banning a fake news T-shirt. Allison Caden, a so-called journalist for New York City's CW affiliate Pix 11, launched the fascist charge with a tweet that said, "Hey at Bloomingdale's. This isn't funny or fashionable. It further delegitimizes hard-working journalists who bring real news to their communities." Almost immediately, Bloomingdale's caved to the blue check mafia. "Thank you for bringing this to our attention and we apologize for any offense we may have caused," the store mewled. "We take this feedback very seriously and are working quickly to remove this t-shirt. Again, thank you for taking the time to alert us." The Baltimore Sun's Pamela Wood quickly joined the mob to make damn sure this ban of free expression remains banned. "Apologizing for any offense we may have caused is not a sincere apology," Wood sniffed. "This is not about journalists' hurt feelings. This is about damage done to our democracy when your brand joins in perpetuating and celebrating the idea of fake news. Please try again." Keith Olbermann also jumped all over Bloomingdale's. "What the F is this, Bloomingdale's?" he said in a tweet that has apparently been deleted. "This is the same media that call President Trump thin-skinned and accuse him of being a threat to the First Amendment. Whatever happened to if you don't like, don't buy it, or listen to it, or watch it?" Unfortunately, this is just the latest example of these fascists who pose as journalists seeking to blacklist ideas and ban free expression. Every day, the establishment media strive to blacklist, silence, and deplatform people and ideas they disagree with. Instead of blocking people on Twitter who taunt them with "learn to code," so-called journalists turn these people into Twitter and demand they be banned. CNN spent weeks bullying every social media platform in the world to blacklist InfoWars' Alex Jones. But don't you dare call the media the enemy of the people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.